Free Talk Live. It's your show. We're launching into hour number two of the program. Bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We go right into your phone calls. Al is on the line in California. Al, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, sir.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Just good, sir. Super. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay. Yeah, I'm interested in this chemtrail thing. We've been talking about this afternoon, this evening.
I wish we talked about something else, but people keep calling about it. That's what the show's about. Go ahead. What do you have to say?
There's probably a really good reason, too.
People are dupes and easily fooled.
For example, in my case, pardon me?
Go ahead.
All right. For example, in my case, I'm an over-the-road truck driver, and I've got a few miles under my belt as far as, you know, years
gotcha.
Driving a truck and years in life. Mm-hmm. I don't know how old you two gentlemen are.
I'd say between us all, we have a good 60, 70 years in here.
Well, let's go individually. Let's all speak for ourselves.
I'm older than Thomas Jefferson was when he wrote the Declaration of Independence and Jesus Christ when he died on the cross for your sins.
Check this out. Check this out, and maybe you can relate to what I'm about to tell you. If you kind of look at pictures and books, you go back in history and books, pictures of the sky, and I can go back from memory, you know, from things I recall, you know, from looking up in the sky, seeing planes fly. There's a very, very significant difference between what the trails behind the planes look like in these days and times, what they look like, let's say, three decades ago. Four decades ago.
The planes are different.
Small planes flying in the sky. Pardon me?
The planes are different.
Yeah,
now.
The jets back then were a lot smaller.
So you're basing your comparison off of. Hold on a second. Let me see if I've got this straight, Al. You're basing your comparison off of old photos from the past compared to your personal experience today. So you're comparing your personal experience of looking up at the sky for as much time as you'd like and watching the clouds and the contrails for as long as you would like compared to one frame, one photo being taken of an old contrail.
That one photo is your words, not mine. I'm saying photos, plural.
Okay, were there multiple photos of the same contrail over time?
Multiple sources of books, magazines.
You're telling me that, so let me see if I got this straight, Al. You're telling me that in the books you're talking about, it was just page after page after page of different photos of the same contrail? Is that what you're saying?
Okay, here's where you're probably making a mistake in your inference. I'm not referring to just one book. I'm saying books in general, any book.
How many of those books were about what had multiple photos of the same contrail, Al? How many of those books?
I don't know. I mean, I wasn't like
probably
doing
not.
I wasn't doing a contrail. I'm not talking about a contrail research project. I'm just saying.
Then what I said was true, Al. The comparison that you're making, sir.
A magazine from the 60s, the 50s, the 40s that show jet planes in flight high up in the sky like they do these days, and you see the contrail. You'll see a contrail. It'll look very significant.
Do you call that science, sir? Is that what you call science?
Wait a minute. I'm just trying to give you a frame of reference. Just make a common sense, common man comparison. Okay, I'm not a scientist. You're not a scientist.
I can tell. No, I'm not. I don't claim to be.
Right,
I don't claim to be a scientist. I don't claim to know science. I know a little bit about the scientific process.
Let's just leave that there.
Let me see if I've got this straight here. I want to make sure I'm understanding you correctly. So you're saying you looked at some old books and magazines. You've seen some pictures in those magazines of planes with contrails. Now, follow me here, Al. Let me make sure I've got this straight before you interrupt me. Let me make sure I've got this straight, Al. I'm going to pot you down if you keep interrupting. So let me see if I've got this straight. Put them down. You looked at some old books with some pictures in it, and you admit that they were books with, you know, pictures of different planes at different times, not pictures of the same contrail behind the same plane. Because, you see, when the contrail comes out, it takes time for things to happen to it. When it comes out, it's relatively defined. But over time, wind blows and things change in the atmosphere that contributes to the contrail doing different things depending on the atmospheric conditions. And none of that can be represented by one frame, one photo of the entire event. Contrails are up in the sky sometimes for hours at a time. And you're basing your viewpoint that the government is either poisoning people, mind controlling, or changing the weather. Take your pick. You're basing that off of some old pictures. Huh? That's it, huh, Al? Did I get that straight?
Am I back on?
Yes, you are. Go ahead.
Okay, all right.
Now, did I get all that straight?
You're the one that's stuck on one photo, not me. I'm telling you to expand your view beyond one photo and just look at any magazine from the 60s, 50s,
okay.
40s.
Am I going over his head? Am I not explaining my... There are two other people in the room here with me. Are you not, you gentlemen here, not understanding what I'm getting at?
I understand what the caller is trying to say, but I think...
He says he sees different contrails from the past to the present, but I'd say...
He's seen a picture of each one.
Well, multiple pictures.
He's seen one picture of each one of the contrails.
I
have not seen multiple pictures of one contrail.
Right, because
so you have no frame of
time.
Reference. Your frame of reference is completely illegitimate.
Go from your memory, then. Go forget the magazines and books. Go from your memory.
From my memory, sir, contrails look the same today as they ever did look.
They do look the same.
To be honest, people can't usually remember what the person who mugged them looked like, so it's highly dubious, even for a very intelligent person, that they would remember accurately after decades what contrails used to look like. That's
I'll tell you, I remember. I'm sure all the rest of the people that you call conspiracy nuts, and it's too bad that you're alienating your audience. I'm going to tell you this before we go on with that. Is that
they're useless, man.
I
don't care. I don't care.
I listen to your program. I find it very entertaining.
That's good, Al.
I really like the variety of your subjects, from the Furbies to JFK assassination, all the other things that you folks talk about. I find it very interesting and entertaining. However, I'm just going to disagree with you on this one, and it's that.
Well, so I'm glad to hear that, Al. What are you going to do about it, huh? You're going to call a bunch of radio shows and
check this out.
Tell
check
the world?
This out. Let me tell you something that I have done about it.
Go ahead.
That seems to be something that you're interested in.
I am.
Okay. I used to live in Yuma, Arizona.
Okay.
I actually went to several of their city hall meetings and approached the town mayor at the time about the contrails.
What did he do?
Believe that she sicked her dogs on me.
She sicked her dogs on me.
She sicked her dogs on me.
Literally?
And she really?
She had real dogs? Or were you talking about like
the
cops?
Dogs in blue.
Okay.
The dogs in blue, yes.
Yeah.
She sicked their dogs on me.
And what is? Did they charge you with something? Did you get arrested?
No, they didn't charge me with anything, but they obfuscated the truth. They tried to deny what was going on.
So you couldn't even get any help at the... You couldn't even get any assistance from the local government.
The same thing that you're doing now, which is try to explain away and tell everybody they're not seeing what they're seeing.
So, Al, you're saying that you couldn't even get any help from the local government. You think you're going to have any success at the federal level? Sounds to me like you're screwed, man. I mean, it sounds to me like this is just going to keep going on, and there's not a damn thing we can do about
it. How long did it take the feds to admit Agent Orange?
That's a good question.
How long did it take them to admit the Tuskegee experiments?
It took some time.
How long did it take them to admit any of the crimes they're committing?
Well, there's actually evidence.
I just want to encourage everybody who's out there seeing what's going on, has not turned a blind eye to it, keep on doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And keep on doing whatever it is that they can try to do.
You know, Al, there's actually evidence out of Great Britain. Al, there's actually... Hey, Al, you know, there's actually evidence.
You can obfuscate,
Al.
Whatever.
Hello. There's actually... Al. Hello, buddy. There's actually... Pot him down again. There's actually evidence out of the United Kingdom of them spraying chemicals on people.
I've heard evidence... I think it was HistoryChannel.com or something, that there was some evidence that they had admitted to testing what they thought were very minute doses of chemical agents over, I think, like San Francisco or something. Don't hold me to any of that, but back in the 60s. So, yeah, they've probably tested chemical agents on the population. Why they would do it day after day after day, I don't really know what the answer to that is.
My point of bringing up throwing him a bone there was that, okay, so there has been some real solid evidence in that the government itself has admitted, the UK government itself has admitted to doing these things, the government people there, and, you know, what has become of all that? Well, It happened a long time ago, so the bureaucrats that were in charge of that program are no longer bureaucrats. They're probably either retired or dead, so they can't be held accountable, nor would they be held accountable anyway because of sovereign immunity. Bureaucrats can't really usually be held accountable for these things. The agency could be stopped, theoretically, from doing it, but look at how big the bureaucracies are over in the UK. It's one of the biggest police states in America. You think they're going to stop doing this crap if it's really going on? More coming up. Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
According to the EPA, our indoor air is many times more polluted than outdoor air. One child in 10 suffers from asthma. How can we improve the air we breathe? The answer is clear. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps naturally improve indoor air quality without adding toxic ozone. Lighted Himalayan crystal salt lamps neutralize allergens and irritants in the air, including dander, pollen, mold, and fungi, and are effective in reducing symptoms of asthma, allergies, headaches, and airborne vapors from paint, furniture, and carpeting. Ionic Salts provides premium quality lamps, handcrafted from salt, which has been in solid form for 250 million years. It is indeed a pristine piece of our planet, containing no man-made chemicals or pollutants. Ionic Salts is your place to find peace and pleasure, ambiance with benefits. Visit ionicsalts.com to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, along with many other great purely natural products. That's ionicsalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty. Breathe the difference.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us and freetalklive.com. And those features include the bulletin board system. You can get interactive, talk about lots of different stuff, serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. It's totally free. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. In Chapter 5 of Freedom Engineering, an anarcho-capitalist online adventure series, Tad Galahad catches something in his spam can. Go to freedom-engineering.com. That's freedom-engineering.com. 800-259-9231. We continue with, oh, no, we don't. Daryl's gone. Calls are wide open, so you can call in about anything you want. Finally, done with the chemtrail talk, at least for now. It seems like one always leads to another, always leads to another. So there's a lot of people out there that believe this stuff. Of course, a lot of people believe in, you know, UFOs, and but they don't call radio shows like the chemtrail. What's the difference between the UFO callers, you know, UFO believers, and the conspiracy believers?
Well, Art Bell, I mean, they do call Art Bell, but that's kind of...
Yeah, but why don't they call Free Talk Live? I mean, all the people that, you know, see ghosts, and they've seen the UFOs, and they've had telepathic experiences, we don't get any of that. It's always chemtrails. I don't know, what is it about us? Why do they call us? I understand we're on the network that we are on has a lot of conspiracy shows, and mm-hmm. so we probably get some listeners holding over from some of the earlier programming.
Quite a bit, yeah.
But do they not believe in UFOs too? Is it just that they're obsessed with chemtrails? I don't know.
I think they've got similar evidence on the UFOs that they do for chemtrails.
I don't know. There's probably more evidence on the UFOs.
I don't know. UFOs are silly, too.
Right. I mean, but UFOs, by their definition, are unidentified flying objects, right? So anything that is flying and unidentified...
If you really believe in UFOs, you don't believe that it's unidentified.
Okay, yeah, that's
true. You've been probed. You know what I mean?
All right, so take control of the airwaves here. Oh, I forgot Paula. She's there. Paula in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yeah, hi, hon. I wanted to talk about something very, very serious about this. I got the DVD on... about the treason.
Which one?
I'm going to tell you something. This is sickening, what's happening. And I mean,
what's going on?
Huh?
What is it? What's happening?
Okay. We found out that all of our soldiers are going to die. All of their wives are going to die. And their children are going to die. These guys have got so much uranium poisoning in them that anybody they're around, they will contaminate.
Wow, so like everyone's going to die then, right? Because
well,
there's a lot
know,
of soldiers.
And I sat down and talked about this, and, you know, the New World Order, they want us all out of the picture, and I think this is part because Iraq and Afghanistan, they're both loaded with so much uranium poisoning, it's unreal. And anybody that goes over there just breathes the air.
So let me see if I've got this straight, Paula. You're saying that every single soldier that's been to Iraq or Afghanistan...
Yeah, all they have to do is breathe the air in, and that's it.
So then they're poisoned with the uranium poisoning, which, by the way, I think is, you know, it's probably real. It's probably a serious issue. I don't know if it's as real as you suggested.
It's a very serious issue. I mean, these
I don't
the
think they're all
going to
die. How long is this going to take? How long does it take for them to breathe that first breath of air to when they die?
It's according to how, like they said, their heart could burst. They said it affects the brain. They'll develop all different types of cancers. All the, in my fact, the wives are getting.
Do we have an estimated time of arrival here?
Well,
like
it's
when?
According to how you know how fast the body just happens to do it, but I mean it's up to them how
has anyone died yet? From
oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, thousands died.
So their kids, their wives,
yeah, just
all
being
of them,
around people, they can contaminate.
Anybody now? Can the kid contaminate someone too? Or is it only the original carrier that can contaminate people?
I believe it's just the carrier. I mean, if the child has a lot of it, I mean, that's one thing. But, I mean, I think it's mainly the father that has uranium poisoning so badly.
What do you propose, Paula? Should they quarantine all of these Marines and Army guys or what?
They think it's what they're trying to do. They're trying to wipe out the population. They said they're going to contaminate the whole country if they were all to come back here. They said anywhere they go and anybody they're around, they're going to contaminate them.
And so you're saying people shouldn't talk to military people anymore? Should like run away from them if you see them in the street?
This is the scope of what the New World Order is trying to do. They're trying to wipe out the world. Is what they're trying to do.
Why would they go about it in such a? Now, first of all, you
because
know, just to throw in
children.
A caveat here, I don't believe necessarily in this stuff. But just you know, want to ask you some questions
want
about
them
it.
Out of the picture, okay.
Okay, so but why go through all of these motions? Why not just drop a few nukes? I mean, then it's done. You don't have to worry about how many people are going to travel to Iraq and get infected
be,
and who are going to infect when they come back.
We talked about this, and he said, if we were to do this, they said to other countries, said, they would come out, well, people already hate us, but said we would have people attacking us like crazy.
Wait, what?
If what?
Who would
if we were
this?
To go and just drop nuclear bombs somewhere?
No, it wouldn't be we. I'm not going to drop any nuclear bombs on anybody. You're
no,
talking about some
military.
Evil conspiracy people.
The government.
So you're and, saying, well, now if it was a conspiracy, wouldn't you just want to drop the bomb and not tell anybody who did it? Wouldn't you just want to cause chaos
it would,
and
it would be
destruction?
Known who did it, okay? I mean, no there's no secrets anymore, okay?
Hmm.
Everything is known. But the thing is, though, is that the thing is they didn't warn the soldiers. Matter of fact, the equipment they made that was supposed to protect them was not properly the right stuff to do it.
Well, what are you going to do? I mean, they're going to die, right, Paula? So that's pretty much...
Plus, all the injections they gave them, they said, this is also causing diseases, too.
So what do you see here as a possibility to solve this problem, Paula? What's your plan?
Well, hon, I tell you, I think with our military, I think it's all over with. I mean, whoever's
so everyone's
going to
die. I mean, there's like a million people in the military, right?
I know.
They're all going to get infected.
This is so sick. It's unreal.
Everybody knows about 750 people, and so if there's a million people in the military, that's like one out of every 300 people that is the population, one out of every 300 is in the military.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, if everybody knows 700-something people, there's a good chance that everyone's going to come into contact with everyone else. And you're saying, Paul, let me see if I've got this straight. You're saying everyone in America is going to die?
Yeah, they're going to die, yes.
And not those natural causes, but of poisoning?
From what the uranium poisoning has done to their bodies. They said they could just be sitting off
you know,
their heart.
I'm getting hot right now at just thinking about it. Is there... What are the symptoms, Paula? What should I be on the lookout
okay,
for?
Okay, I've got a list of them that I got
okay,
today.
Good.
But anyway, there's psychological
problems.
I'm
going to take some notes. Go ahead.
Things that goes
symptoms.
Over the body.
I need symptoms.
And I mean, it's just, but anyway, the thing is, I mean, they could develop, you know, different types of cancers in different places of their body, you know.
But that's not
like
too
that.
Detectable. I mean, not everybody can go in and get cancer testing. How am I going to, cough? Am I going to feel pain in my nether regions?
You
what is it I'm looking for?
You'll have pain. You'll have, like, your body will start shaking. Parts of your body will just sort of, like, you know how sometimes your face can move a little bit, like, you know, it's like it's nerves, you know.
It happens all the time. It happens all the time. I was doing it early today. I was looking in the mirror, and I couldn't understand why that was. I was having pain in my feet and my face, these nervous tics. I always thought it was just me, but you're telling me it's poison. I've been poisoned.
If you've been over to, well, they say the uranium porting is moving here right now.
Well, there's a guy here in Keene that was in Afghanistan. His name is Puke, and he's been hanging out with all the people here in New Hampshire, in Keene, and so he's infected everybody, is what you're saying.
If you've had that much, you know, if you've been around
I had beers with a guy on Sunday.
All I'm saying is what they told
me. Paula, we might not be here next week. We might not ever, you might not be able to call this show ever again.
According to how well you take care of yourself, and you know, but the thing is, they said they're all going to die.
Don't drink Diet Coke.
We might not even make it through the show. Paula, thank you. We appreciate the call. Thanks for the heads up. Look out, everybody. You're going to die soon, according to Paula. If you've talked to anyone in the military, if you've come into contact with them over the last 6 years, Paula says you're on the way out. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $2.99 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up anything toll free. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Live streams are included. Broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Both are free for you at freetalklive.com, so enjoy them on us.
You want to move to New Hampshire, but you don't know where you're going to live? PorkManor.com is a new site that connects freedom-loving landlords with freedom-loving renters. Landlords can easily manage the display of their rentals, including uploading photos and showing video. Renters can find a place where they can be living with other libertarians. It's simple, efficient, cheap, and effective. PorkManor.com. That's PorkManor.com.
We continue with your phone calls. Ladies first, it's Kathy in Montana listening on KGEZ. Hello, Kathy.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I have a couple questions. I'm really curious about you guys and your program.
Sure.
And I've listened to you for quite a while because, you know, I'm really interested in learning relevant things that are going on in the world.
Great.
But all, you know, I feel like I'm in an argument every time I listen to your program. You guys interrupt constantly.
We interrupt constantly?
Yeah, you are constantly interrupting people, and then if someone sounds like they're going to talk over you or interrupt you, you can tell you don't like it, and then you'll actually cut them off.
No, first of all, no one's been cut off on this program.
Yeah, you cut the first. I've been listening to, and the lady that called in before me.
Paula?
There was a guy that called in before her. He was a trucker, I think.
Right.
And you cut him off constantly because of that.
We didn't cut him off one time, as a matter of fact.
Cutted him down. We turned down the volume.
Okay. I don't like talking about... you know, I just wonder who you really work for.
Let me see if I can... Let me just ask you a couple questions here. First of all, we need to talk about...
Well, my Jewish masters would pull the plug on the show.
Let's just see if we can set a baseline here so we can understand each other. Because, first of all, in the world of talk radio, most of these callers, number one, would never get through the call screener. On Free Talk Live, we let anybody through about any topic. Okay? So none of these people have been... Nobody's been screened out of this show, number one. But if those people were to make it through on any other talk show, they'd be given maybe a maximum of 30 to 45 seconds before the host hangs up on them and just, you know, yammers on about whatever he wanted to. Most of these people will keep on for several minutes. If it's compelling enough, we'll keep them on. I mean, one of the gentlemen was on for an entire segment. Al was on for quite several minutes on this program. So we're far more freewheeling than most talk shows out there. But that's never good enough for everybody. So let's go to your next objection, and that is that we allegedly interrupt too much.
It's unbelievable.
Kathy,
it's like,
why don't you
be quiet?
See, now you just interrupted me.
See,
I've got a question for you. You interrupted me, Kathy.
You sound like you're
I have a question for you, Kathy. Got a simple question for you. How long should a caller be allowed to yammer on for without having a follow-up question asked or a point of clarification question asked?
Well, here's what I think. I think the conversation deteriorates immediately because you're interrupting and you're immature.
So answer my question.
See, listen.
Answer my question, Kathy. How long should someone be able to talk for a straight period of time without being interrupted? If you don't tell me what you think is appropriate, how am I ever going to fix myself, huh?
Okay. I think that, you must have some kind of limit in how long you let people talk, like about 5 seconds
interrupt. You clearly haven't been paying attention.
Let me talk to Kathy for a second.
Yeah, I have, and I think...
Yeah, sorry,
I just
you
think
have it.
That
Mark
you,
has a point.
You know what? If you were my sons, I'd sit down and have a darn good talk with you because you aggravate people with your hyperactive mouth.
I don't do anything. I just do a talk show. If you want to get aggravated, that's your business, Kathy.
Kathy, a lot of people, we've heard the complaint before that we cut people off, but I often think that it comes from us, like people that disagree with the point we're making, not people that agree with the point we're making. So they'll agree with Al, was it, the gentleman that called in?
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe in chemtrails or not?
I don't know what to think about him.
Me either.
Tom, I did hear the one guy talk about the spraying that went on in California happened in the 60s. And it probably
not on our
did,
show.
But it wait,
no,
let
I
me finish.
I did.
Let me finish. It just happened again, and they're having some big meetings down in California about it this month. And it was absolutely horrible what they did. They sprayed for some moth that even really exist.
They sprayed in Florida. They sprayed Malathion one year for, I think it was for mosquitoes.
Yeah, it was mosquitoes.
I could be wrong. And it's very disturbing coming out in the morning. And
it was
know,
orange
they,
crops.
They announced you.
It was orange crops.
They announced to you that this is going to be Malathion that they're spraying. And you come out and you got to wash the stuff off your car. Otherwise, it's going to damage the paint and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But those governments
never
pay anything.
Okay, and then the next lady that called talked about the depleted uranium. And you're not listening because the stories about depleted uranium are true.
Well, not her stories.
Now,
you can't give
her claim.
Okay,
you can't give depleted uranium infection to somebody.
You know, I'm talking for myself. I've looked it up myself because I've got grandsons that could very possibly be going into these stupid wars.
Right. Yeah, I don't think people should be joining the military, Kathy. I think that
we did say
at the beginning of her call, we're short on time, Kathy. We did say at the very beginning of her call that we thought the uranium thing was a serious issue. It's just that she was making some outrageous claims. Now, Mark, you were on a line of questioning. You got sidetracked. You're done?
Yeah, well,
okay, so I want to get back to my question then. What is the appropriate length of time someone should be allowed to talk for without being interrupted?
Well, I think they should I think they should be able to get their point across.
Yeah.
Well, I think their point is that we're bad guys because we don't believe their silly chemtrail stories.
Yeah, I've gotten their point. And also, Kathy, part of them getting their point across is that I have to understand their point, right? I mean, shouldn't I be able to understand what it is they're saying?
Well, of course.
Okay, so in order to understand, I have to ask questions. And if somebody calls in with all kinds of information about, well, chemtrail this and blah, 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 and they start naming off a bunch of information and facts and factoids, and I don't stop them at the point at which I don't understand, then we have to then reset 2 minutes back after I've let them just go on and on and on, and then I have to say, well, at the very beginning of what you said this. Whereas if you say something, if you make a statement and you pause for a moment, I'm going to jump in and I'm going to ask a question to make sure I understood what it was that you said. What you're okay. suggesting here, Kathy, is that I should not be trying to actually listen to what the person said, that I should just let them yammer on and then hang up the phone? Is that the idea?
No, I think you just yammered on longer than either than I've talked or anybody else has been able to. But I want to say one thing before I hang up.
Yes, ma'am.
I think that you guys are smart enough to get on the internet and look up the depleted uranium dust maps, and it's drifting all over the world. And
you know, interesting claim. I haven't. Yeah, I haven't not yet heard that before.
You can get on there and you can look it up for yourself.
There you go, Kathy. Any other thoughts?
No, not right now. But I might call you back to.
You can only call once per night, but you're certainly welcome to do that. Thanks for your call tonight. 800-259-9231. You know, sorry that Kathy just doesn't, you know, she just doesn't understand how talk radio works. You know, we could do a show. I mean, there's nothing stopping us from doing a show where you get to call in and just yammer on for as long as you want to, and when you're done talking, we'll hang up the phone. In that case, I wouldn't need you here, Nick, and Mark, you really wouldn't be necessary either. I could just sit here and we could, let's give that a try. I mean, we've never really done it before. Let's go ahead and try that. Let's go to Puke in New Hampshire. Puke, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. You just go ahead and take control, and we're not going to say anything back to you. Go ahead there, bud.
Perfect. I've got a 30-minute diatribe.
well, we've got nothing but time, so go ahead.
Well, I want to apologize for contaminating the entire planet with my radioactive waste. I thought the tentacles would go away after 2 years, but as it turns out, I'm turning into Godzilla. Sorry. But depleted uranium, there's a reason it's called depleted, because it's not as radioactive as regular uranium. The danger of DU is not radioactivity. It's because it's a heavy metal, and whenever they use it, the military uses them in, armor-piercing penetrators and armor.
More coming up. Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has never fulfilled its sole goal for existing, maintaining world peace? Do you know why? Everywhere they've been involved, it becomes worse. You can call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine by calling 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. David J. Smith for Newswatch magazine. Did you know the rogue nations and terrorist organizations have been purchasing suitcase nuclear bombs on the black market? Will they use them on America? You can receive an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine by calling our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
If you need real relief from chronic pain due to arthritis, back, neck, or leg pain, improved circulation, or have other health concerns, you need to visit Transformation Technologies by going to BrainTuner.com. Since 1985, Transformation Technologies has been the leader and the number one source for affordable, practical, and effective healing therapy products that will help you live a healthy lifestyle. From their extensive selection of infrared heat therapy products, helping to reduce serious pain and inflammation, to passive aerobic exercisers, Transformation Technologies has what you need. Are you looking for subtle energy products for everyday stress and better mental clarity, or even a way to naturally better sleep without sleeping pills? Visit us online today. Best of all, if you have any questions about any of the products that Transformation Technologies offers, an experienced staff member is here to answer your questions and will help you select the right products to address your special needs. Visit them online today at BrainTuner.com. That's BrainTuner, T-U-N-E-R.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. If you want to help support this show, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a cut, a percentage of your purchase. 41 categories to shop in, free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items, and all the brands you trust at great prices. Really, what could be better? You get the stuff you need, and you help Free Talk Live at the same time. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Puke in New Hampshire, back on Free Talk Live, we did a little experiment there a moment ago, and we'll take your call here seriously now, Puke. But we did an experiment a moment ago because Kathy called in chastising us, as we get chastised occasionally, calling in to chastise us for interrupting too much and not letting people get their point across. And which is really kind of silly, really. I mean, when you compare Free Talk Live to other talk radio shows, people on this program generally get far more time, especially people with opposing viewpoints and opinions that differ from ours. We keep those people on sometimes for an entire segment, sometimes for longer, sometimes for several minutes, certainly much longer than any other mainstream talk show would ever give them airtime. But yet, for the people that are on their side, it's never enough. They would prefer a full hour-long interview about their chemtrail topic or whatever it is that they'd called in to discuss. That's not good enough, and apparently we should also let callers just ramble on. Just keep on talking without interrupting to ask any questions.
You just have to agree. That's really all that it comes down to.
Or to get any clarification. So what we did when you called a moment ago, Puke, was we just let you go, and you could talk about depleted uranium, which is why you called, to tell us about your experience in the military, because people had called earlier. But because we weren't actually running the show, we didn't tell you that time was almost running out or that we were going to hold you over or then hang on. And I wasn't able to ask many of the questions that I would have liked to have asked to clarify the things that you were saying to me. So now, with all that in mind, let's have a real conversation. What were you trying to communicate to us tonight?
Hi, well, what I was trying to communicate is that there's a few days people have called in about depleted uranium and how it's extremely radioactive and killing every soldier that's ever been in the military or something.
Well, Paula claimed tonight that it's going to kill every soldier's wife, and every child of every soldier, and then will kill anybody that soldier happens to come in contact with.
And that's absolutely ludicrous. depleted uranium is, now, it is a dangerous, it's slightly dangerous because mean, you wouldn't want to duct tape it to your face for like a year and expect nothing to happen.
And you wouldn't want to stick your head into a tank that just got blasted because there would be particles floating around. And
yeah, the reason that people get sick from depleted uranium is because a tank gets hit with a penetrator, armor-piercing DU round, or it has armor that gets hit, and it blows off, you know, these fine particles of this heavy metal, and you breathe it in, and you get heavy metal poisoning. It's just the same as if you blew up a bunch of lead and breathed into the dust.
Not good for you.
That's the reason people get sick. There is some radioactive, you know, chemicals to it, but they also use this stuff in civilian applications, counterweights in aircraft, radiation shielding at the doctor's office, you know, stuff like that.
So you're saying that by breathing in the depleted uranium, you may bring some harm to oneself, but that is not going to in any way infect or in any way affect your loved ones?
No, it's not like you somehow become a depleted uranium carrier and you infect anybody else.
There's no way that can happen.
It's not a virus.
It's crazy.
Well, maybe it's so radioactive that that people just catch it because you're irradiating them as you get close. You know, then their genitalia falls off or something like that.
Except that it's not radioactive. It's actually like 50% less radioactive than natural uranium that you could find in the ground.
Sure, that's why it's called depleted.
Unlikely, but anyway, you know, when I was in the military, I didn't crawl around on any exploded tanks or mess with any sort of armor-piercing rounds, but I did mess with other harsh chemicals like fuel, oil, grease, you know, things like that. That stuff is dangerous. And, you know, I mean, there's dangerous things everywhere that you come into contact with. It's not just depleted uranium.
That's the way of the world, I'm afraid.
Especially government people. Hey, Puke, did you feel like you were able to get your point out even though we did interrupt you a few times?
Yes, I have no problem with people asking me questions during a conversation. I don't expect to just come on here and just, you know, talk to myself, essentially.
The Puke Lecture Series. Yeah. Good call, sir. Thanks for the inside info. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I guess I feel safe having beers with Puke again this weekend. Paula got me all scared.
I'm looking into this depleted uranium blowing around around the world.
The maps that Karen was suggesting you look
for? And I'm finding maps and that kind of thing, but I'm also finding stuff that says that depleted uranium, the uranium is a heavy metal.
Mm-hmm.
Like lead dust, it would be similar to that, and therefore not terribly likely to get airborne.
So how's it blowing around the world? I thought you said there are maps of it blowing around
just
the world.
Just because someone made a map on the website.
Yeah, they're written in New
Times Roman. What kind of websites
are we talking
about here?
You know, when the website is written in New Times Roman, it's always suspect. Because that's the first default font out there.
Wow, I've never heard that one.
You don't know
before.
Enough to change the font.
Wow, okay. I don't think I've ever changed a font on my websites, Mark.
I don't think we're in New Times Roman.
Okay.
Anyway,
I was using the default, so I don't know if that's really evidence of a bad website.
Is it
on like a rambling crazy site?
No, it's kind of that.
Is it
one of those
it's
sites?
It's suspect. It doesn't look rambling.
Suspect is probably
is
the best way to describe it.
Is it one of those websites that looks like it was last updated in 1999 as far as the actual
site? Not as bad as the Chemtrail website I've seen. Yeah.
But, I mean, you can find a website about anything.
Yes, you sure can.
You can find Wizard Men websites. Maybe one of them will call it.
FlatEarth.org.
There are people who still believe that?
They're flat earthers. It's mostly a joke. It's mostly a joke, tongue-in-cheek, against people, more conservative elements. But some people actually do believe that the earth is flat or hollow.
Let's continue with phone calls. Talk to Brad in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brad.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey. To anyone who thinks that you guys interrupting people is rude, I mean, you run a radio show. You're supposed to keep people, you know, engaged and discussing an issue, and, you know, it's just ridiculous. That's
you mean we shouldn't let people call in and just yammer on for 10 minutes straight on some nonsense?
I can tell you, when people call in about chemtrails, I want to sit in my car and run a hose from my exhaust to my window because it just drives me up the wall. And I sprinkled depleted uranium on my cornflakes. So, anyway, the reason why I was calling you guys is I was deep in thought the other day, and I've come to the conclusion that I have repeatedly violated people's Second Amendment rights.
Whoa, what's going on? How so?
Well, I work in law enforcement, and, you know, I've served many restraining orders, and I've even arrested felons for being in possession of ammunition. And police officers do this under the guise of Supreme Court cases that say that the Second Amendment can be reasonably regulated. Well, I don't know about you. I don't give an S what these people say about the reasonably regulated rights that we're supposed to have. Because
well, point of clarification, Brad, because you as a police officer, do you swear an oath to uphold the Constitution?
Yes.
And defend the Constitution?
Yes.
Now, does the oath say that you uphold and defend the Constitution as you interpret it or as the Supreme Court interprets it?
Not clear. it says neither of those things. And, you know, I had a good conversation with last night with a coworker about this, and that's what inspired me to call. There is nothing in the Second Amendment. It says the right shall not be infringed. I don't care, you know, and the more I've thought about this, I don't care what these nine people on the Supreme Court say, because there is absolutely nothing in our Constitution that says that we the people have consented to our rights being reasonably regulated. That is just that is stuff that they've added in, and it's a further example of why this government is just ridiculous. It's out of control. And I'll tell you right now, if I was serving a protective order, and I said, you know, the box is checked off, shall relinquish all firearms and ammunition, and I didn't enforce that provision, I would be fired. So, you know,
I don't know, Brad, and I've thought about the Second Amendment issue. I am a convicted felon, as some people know, and the Second Amendment issue, for me, I thought about it, and there's, it says that the right of people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, and that's
true.
But it does say in, I believe, the 13th Amendment, I don't have it pulled up right here in front of me, but something to the effect that you can't be put into slavery or involuntary servitude unless you've been convicted of a crime. Now,
well, and as far as I'm concerned, and the Constitution is not supposed to be interpreted by all these attorneys. It's supposed to be able to be interpreted by the average Joe citizen. And I think if we had nine average Joe citizens sitting on the Supreme Court of the United States, we would have far less tyranny than we do today.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. They might decide they want to control things differently. That's all. Hang on, Brad. I want to bring you back for this discussion, if you don't mind. Hour number three coming up. What would you do if you were in Brad's position? A police officer who's found a law that if he doesn't enforce, he could lose his job, but he doesn't really want to. More coming up.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of Joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy five packages and save on shipping.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNLive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our...